Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coast to Coast AM. I wanted to get him on about the state of the world, just to talk about how crazy everything's gotten. He'll be joining us for the balance of the hour in the next segment. Cue that back up from where you played that. Why doesn't Obama drone strike this terrorist? Because the administration is backing terrorists in Syria. Let me read this article to people. Since the Obama administration seems so keen to entrench its authority to kill Americans deemed terrorists on foreign soil, why has it failed to drone strike former U.S. Army soldier Eric Haroun? Is that how you pronounce it? H-A-R-R-O-U-N, who is now fighting with the al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorist group Jabhat al-Nusra in Syria. The question is rhetorical because the answer is already known. He will not be targeted because he is fighting on the same side as the terrorist-led FSA insurgents, which the Obama administration has backed to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. It's billions. He's a U.S.-trained soldier turned Muslim warrior. He's CIA deep infiltrator. Man, I tell you what, boy. He's a U.S.-trained soldier turned Muslim warrior who moves between America and countries where the winds of the Arab Spring blow. Oh, he's allowed to move into America. But they've tried to keep me from flying before, and I'm the big terrorist, Southern Poverty Law Center says. Fighting alongside jihadists and American-hating terrorists while celebrating his bloody exploits on YouTube videos, reports Fox News. And he goes on to say, when questioned as how he feels about fighting alongside al-Qaeda terrorists, he responded, the U.S. plays both sides too. No, the U.S. is run and captured by megabank crime syndicate technocracy. And the U.S., this control doesn't play both sides. It runs all the major sides, up to three or four sides, full spectrum dominance, to create the wars as the excuse to have war for war's sake, to destroy civilization, to wreck products, to wreck things, to pull down. Agenda 21 soft kills us financially, industrially. They use real wrecking balls in Libya and Syria and Iraq. In Africa, they turn off the power, kill development. But don't worry, they run all the cultural centers to keep the black people close, keep your friends close, your enemies even closer. Keep the Hispanics close. Oh, have some more aspartame. We're going to saw your legs off next week. But we paid for a billboard saying, up with Hispanics, La Reconquista. And then L.A. Times comes out and says, the number one terrorist. It's the biggest threat now. See, I told you behind the scenes it was the number one threat. Al-Qaeda is not a problem. It's white people. You're like, oh, I don't believe those documents. Now it's L.A. Times. Well, the Justice Department documents say the whites are about to strike. They're not white supremacists. It's just whites are terrorists. And see, Jack Spratt could eat no fat and his wife could eat no lean, so between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. You get whites, Hispanics, blacks, everybody loves to hate somebody. Humans are all humans. The Arabs are the devil. The Arabs are the demon. They're parking lot them, nuke them, kill them all, blah, blah, blah. Except the Patriot Act, the police state, the NDAA, the New World Order, it's for the Muslims. And then now, oh, it's not for them, it's for white people. Isn't that fun, Hispanics? La Infosora, La Reconquista, the takeover. That's right. Los Angeles isn't. California, it's Mexico. All paid for by government. All government telling you this. All government pushing this. Oh, it's fun. It's cute. Hey, the whites, where'd they go? Oh, they're terrorists. Yay! Kill them! Class parking lot, the whites. It was all gun owners that did the Sandy Hook shoot. It was all whites that they'll do the next bombing. And they're saying that they want a race war. They want to force whites into being racially identified in their own group. They want to force everyone in their own little prison group. It's prison management, prison planet, prison control. They got the right wing to call with all the Arabs.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Homeland security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. We have, of course, the weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Streaming video of the daytime radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a lot of breaking news, incredible economic news, incredible police state news. I wanted to get George Norrie, one of the biggest radio talk show hosts, obviously, in the world, 16 million listeners or more a week just on his radio show. Of course, he has TV shows, you name it, on multiple networks from time to time, off and on. He's doing another web TV show. I want to talk about all that today, and I wanted to get him on because as I said at the start of the last hour, he was the first really big media person who had a mega audience, because, you know, most big shows on TV have 2-3 million viewers now. I mean, they worship Bill O'Reilly with 3 million viewers. George Norrie has, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 million a night, 16 plus million a week. He was one of the first really big media outlets to let me come on for just hours, and because I had documentation, and he's a what is it, 3-time Emmy Award winner for news. He's a long-term newsman himself for decades, Navy veteran. And he's on AM and FM all over the country and Canada, XM satellite, listened to all over the world, on premier radio networks. And he, again, has had, I don't know, 38, 39 years or more of broadcasting experience. CoastToCoastAM.com, one word. CoastToCoastAM.com, one word. But I remember getting on and talking about the arms buildup, the police state, the preparations for war with the American people, because this has been going on for a long time. Now the $2 million of targets of small children to be used as targets in no hesitation for Homeland Security. The 2 billion bullets are admitted. The domestic drones, the secret arrest, all of it. What we talk about and what George helped trailblaze is now becoming more and more mainstream. So before we get into the big picture, where he sees humanity going, will humanity survive, what's our greatest threats, what's our greatest assets, I want to read him this from the LA Times. And Kurt Nimmo's doing an article right now on this at Infowars.com. Los Angeles Times, peril from patriots. We told you this was coming. I've told him this in the last year probably 5 times on the show. The U.S. needs to keep a close watch on the growing threat of homegrown extremists. They are increasingly frightened numbers, cells of angry men, terrorists, in the United States preparing for combat with the U.S. government. They're usually heavily armed and blinded by an intractable hatred. No, we know bad guys run the government. Often motivated by religious zeal. They are not jihadists. They are white, right-wing Americans, nearly all with an obsessive attachment to guns. They would never even say about Muslims. They are predominantly Arab. But it's okay to say that about whites. Now, I've seen the internal documents, and this goes on and on, which are now public, that they say the new threat will be gun-owning libertarian conservatives returning veterans. We broke that 4 years ago. People couldn't believe it. Coast to Coast saw the documents, confirmed it was real, had me on about it. But the point here, ladies and gentlemen, to understand, is that they're now going public with what an internal training program has been. And they do that right before the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Space and Justice Department front, that's come out, is saying there's going to be terror attacks, and we're going to do it, and I'm listed in the report. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even get a speeding ticket but every few years. I have no criminal record. I stole beer out of somebody's golf cart a few times on the golf course growing up as a kid. You know, grab a few beers with you and your buddies. Ha, 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 when you're 15. But no, here they are, saying that we're terrorists because we believe they're coming for our guns when they've said they want to ban our guns. They're trying to cause a civil war, as I've said. George Norrie, out of the gates, I want to get your take on that and then what you think's front and center on the radar, because as the polls come out that record numbers of people don't trust the government, over 70%, 9% approval rating for Congress, 92% in major polls say JFK was killed by the government or elements of it. I mean, they can't say we're all terrorists, and who could get away with saying whites are inherently terrorists? George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com.
Alex, how are you, my friend?
I'm great. Thanks for missing some sleep to be on with us.
That's okay. Anytime you call, I'm there for you. You know that.
Well, thank you, brother.
These are strange times, aren't they?
I can't even believe this is happening. It's like a movie.
There is a paranoia out there with government where they think, and that L.A. Times article you just read is paramount to that, they think everyone is out to get them. They have missed the boat. What people are trying to do now, the fact that people want to keep and retain their guns and everything else, is we want to make sure we do not get involved with a tyrannical state, a tyrannical government. We're not the paranoid ones. They are. We're not about to attack government. That's ludicrous. But what we are trying to do across America is simply defend ourselves. When we read stories that Homeland Security is buying billions of rounds of ammunition, tanks, putting up drones that can fire seem like they feel as if they're out of time and they've got to do this tomorrow?
Absolutely, and it's like the emperor's new clothes. It's waking everybody up. I listened to three talk radio shows yesterday, mainline ones that have even been critical of me in the past, and I thought it was George Norrie or Alex Jones. They were saying, drones, takeover, the government runs Al-Qaeda, or elements of it. I mean, it seems like an awakening's happening, and I think the system's panicking.
There's an epiphany going on. If we would talk about this during the World War II era, the era of my father, where we had to question anything about government, anything, he would have said, you're nuts, you're crazy, there's no way. Things have changed dramatically now. Now it's the other way around. Now you cannot even say anything right about government because they've done everything wrong. They screw everything up that they touch. Listen, I have said all along, I spent 9 years in the Navy, I love the United States. I'm not the kind of guy to pick up and leave. I could if I wanted to. I've got the resources to do that. I could do coast-to-coast from any place in the world. We just hook up broadcast lines, and there we are.
You could be on a mountaintop in Switzerland.
Yeah, I could be any place. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay in the United States, and I'm going to try to make this right with people like you and with dedicated, hard-working Americans.
And by the way, you are civil defense. We all are. And so many people I talk to are deciding to stay here and rough it out because we love this country. The government isn't America. We, the people, are America.
I'm not leaving. And let's keep in mind, there are lots of people in government who are dedicated, great Americans. So when we talk about this issue, this problem, we're not talking about all of them. However, there's a finite group of them who have the power, who have the resources. They're the ones that are kicking this thing into high gear. It's almost as if the Illuminati, those people who have always been striving for a one-world government, have basically told them, their underlings, go for it. Right now, do it. I mean, what is the reason? What is the reason for Homeland Security to buy tanks? Can anybody tell us that?
2,700 giant-wheeled Strykers that can handle rocket attacks and large mines. I mean, these are wheeled heavy battle tanks.
I mean, what does logic tell you when you hear that they're buying 2,000 plus tanks and they're going to use them here in the United States? One of two things are happening. One, they're afraid of an invasion from a foreign source. Or two, they're afraid of Americans. I think they're afraid of us.
Well, we know that exactly because of now the memos coming out where they had Politico say that I made it up, there's no bullets, when it's federal purchase orders that are in AP, Reuters, and Forbes. Here's a new one, Infowars.com. Dim Group labels talk of DHS bullet buying extreme and says it's terrorist, basically, to bring it up. New Jersey woman arrested for reciting Constitution at tax meeting. That's linked up at drudgereport.com. You're right, George. I mean, this is a insanity that is basically starting to break out. Do you think they're trying to start something or overcompensating?
Well, that's a good question, Alex. I was kicking around the possibility last night that if we lived in the perfect world, a utopia, where everybody got along, everybody cared about each other, there was no battles, there were no wars, there was no terrorism, what would happen? And yes, it's true that there are people that hate our guts as Americans. Yes, it is true that there are terrorists out there who are funded by other people and other groups who want to just simply disrupt things. But by and large, if all of them went away, I'm convinced that the industrial military complex would create episodes in order to keep the thing going. And that's what's so upsetting. You know, if we had peace with the Palestinians and the Israelis, and everyone was happy, I'm still convinced someplace, somewhere, this group of one-world government fanatics would create an issue just to go ahead and attack and do something. Now, you know my views on 9/11.
Absolutely. Hold on. Stay there, George. We got to go to break. Come back with those on the other side. This is very important.
Nothing is more American than Diamond Gusset jeans. 100% American made since 1987. Soft and broken in from the start, yet more rugged and durable than any jean you've ever worn. Have you ever experienced mis-sized jeans from China? Well, you won't with Diamond Gusset. Every pair is crafted to fit exactly the same and always feel like they were custom made. Need a 35, 37, or 39 waist? How about a 31 inseam? We keep all sizes in stock for the fit you need. Looking for a relaxed fit, slim fit, regular fit, boot cut, or straight leg? We got you covered. Buy the world's best fitting jeans at Gusset.com or call 1-888-8-GUSSET. Get free Gusset targets for the next time you go to the shooting range with a purchase of their new Ranger jean. Use code COMFORT when ordering to receive free shipping on all Gusset orders at Gusset.com. That's Gusset.com to get only the best all-American jeans.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
When he took over Coast to Coast AM from Art Bell, who's a legend and a busy broadcaster, had about 400 affiliates, now has 500. It's 500 and what? How many affiliates, George?
564, Alex.
564, coasttocoastam.com. George, you were finishing up with your statement about 9/11. I mean, more than ever, what do you make of Mohammad Karzai, who we know is not a good guy, but put in by the West? He says criminal elements of the government are running Taliban, basically Al-Qaeda, to blow stuff up as a pretext to stay there. Well, we caught British SAS in Iraq dressed up like Sunnis shooting Shiites to start a civil war in Basra. It's everything we've talked about, criminal elements wanting the wars to continue. And people always spin it. Jones is saying Bush had a plunger like Wile E. Coyote blowing up the towers. No, what I'm saying is the globalists need Al-Qaeda to menace us into submission. What do you say about all that?
Well, there is no question that the globalists need events. They need controversy. They need chaos in order to deliver the goods to the people they represent. And that's what's going on. I mean, Karzai, of course, this guy was a plant. He used to work for the oil company, Unocal. He's not a good guy. He's not a supporter of America, but we plugged him in there anyway. But, you know, he sees what's happening. I mean, he's not happy with negotiations with the Taliban trying to work things out in Afghanistan. You know why? Because for him it's greed. He doesn't want to lose his power position. We as a nation, you know what, we're trying to put the right people in. The problem is they're all crooks. They're all cronies. I mean, what dictator isn't running his country and putting billions of dollars in his own bank account? You know, whether it's food money or anything that's sent into that country to help the people, the dictator takes most of it.
Well, that leads us to Hugo Chavez. Dr. Paul Kirk Roberts, who I respect, is saying the guy was a hero. Just because the West is corrupt and bad doesn't mean them taking small family farms away or businesses and redistributing things and following Fidel Castro. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think that communism is cool.
No, not at all. I don't see Hugo Chavez as a hero. This is what he did. He came in and he started doing some of the things for the poor people. Brilliant. If you want the masses to like you, you help out the poor.
I agree. He did some good stuff up front.
Castro did the same thing. We can talk about that in a moment. But Hugo Chavez butchered and killed his opposition. He wasn't a nice guy. He reportedly has $2 billion in his bank account.
Yep.
And he was begging for doctors to make sure that he never died. I mean, you know, let's face it. Let's call it the way it is. I mean, he was not a fan of the United States. And, you know, he wanted to hold on to power for the rest of his life. And he's doing his thing. Now, you know, here's the big difference. What's the difference between a Hugo Chavez who wants to be in there for life and make a lot of money or the people who are running Saudi Arabia, okay, the al-Sauds? The big difference is the al-Sauds play the game with us, even though under the table some of them will finance terrorism and everything else. Chavez did not, and that's where it comes down to. Whether you're the Shah of Iran or the Emir of Kuwait or whomever, if you play ball with the big country, you're going to stay in power and you're going to be there. If you don't, if you pick the other side, they're going to get you out one way or another. And I think that's what happened.
But now it's changing where the Arab Spring, from Tunisia right through Libya, all of it, the West, NATO was in there starting all those. That was not spontaneous. And they're putting Al-Qaeda in while telling us give our rights up because of Al-Qaeda.
Look, this planet is topsy-turvy. I don't think you or I have ever been in a time period where the world was so upset about everything. I mean, all you're going to do is go outside and talk to people. Nobody's happy. Everybody's upset. They're all confused. I mean, this is happening time and time again. And it's not the Democratic administration. People weren't happy with the Republican administration. People generally just don't trust government anymore, and that's the problem. There's too much greed out there, Alex. There's too much money to be made that these people are just running amok, doing whatever they have to do. And that's why voices like you and what we do on Coast to Coast are critical to try to get at least people to listen up. I mean, I remember originally you were on the terrorist watch list, right? You were on that watch list about, you know, when it first came out about Americans to watch. I mean, how ludicrous can it be? I mean, you're merely calling it the way you see it.
Well, it's done as an intimidation against the American people. It's done as an intimidation, so people say, you better not say anything or they'll do something to you, and then you give in to the tyranny, and pretty soon you're in the Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany. George Norrie's our guest. I want to look farther afield when we come back and get into the economic meltdown that George has been covering for, I don't know, 12 years on Coast to Coast or even longer before that with his other radio show, and what all his guests are telling him, what he thinks is happening, and then look into the stars. Where does he think humanity's going? What does his gut tell him about our destiny? And then some of your phone calls, I'll give that number out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
By the way, we were told that Obama had a total mandate for socialism, government-run health care, to take our guns because he was elected, and that he was just the most popular thing since sliced bread. Obama approval drops as Americans take a dimmer view of his economic policies. Yeah, I won't raise taxes on poor people. How do you like all those new health care taxes, payroll tax? We're going to get George Norrie's take on that. And then the larger world, where all this is going. First off, the new issue, the March issue, has been out for about, I don't know, 12 days or so. And it's very close to selling out. We hold some back for those that get a one-year subscription, the next 12 issues. And we sell it at cost, a subscription, and in bulk, in groups of 10 up to 100, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's great, big, glossy color magazine full of hardcore articles and graphics and graphs. Great way to wake people up. InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. And to get the word out, we sell that at cost. When you buy the ProPure water filters, the stainless steel systems that blow the competition away, lowest price, promo code WATER, you get 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got just the very best stuff that I've studied, I use, all at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you support us, when you shop with the good guys, with the Patriots, with the White Hats, that funds the news operation, expanding, more filmmaking, everything. So get a InfoWars Nightly News membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. One membership is 11 memberships, $5.95 a month, 55 cents per person. To see the video of the show, see the nighttime show. All of it. Continue to support us as you're doing. We are expanding, building more studios, hiring more reporters. It's amazing. Thanks to you and our AM and FM affiliates. Support their local sponsors as well. And spread the word about the broadcast. Spread the word about InfoWars.com, about the syndicated show. And spread the word about people like George Norrie and CoastToCoastAM.com. What, midnight to 4 a.m. Central. And I guess that would be Pacific 10 to 2 at CoastToCoastAM.com. Those people that will tell the truth or will have other views on, who aren't stagnant, who aren't just reading off a teleprompter, who aren't a stuffed suit, who are real, who aren't going off just some globalist agenda, but are real people. That's growing. That's exploding. George, I want to get into Obama's approval rating. And where you see all that going in the economy and the move to disarm the people while they deny it. And then I want to get into the bigger picture and where you see things are going. But I've thrown out a bunch of questions here. What's front and center on your radar? In fact, tell me about, because I've seen clips of it, and I wish I had time to watch it. I listened to the show. Tell me about, because, you know, you've done hit TV shows on Sci-Fi. You've done them other places on top of doing 3-4 hours of radio a day. But tell us, the listeners, about the new TV show you've been doing for a while that I just keep seeing buzz about.
I have had a lot of fun with that. There's a company, publicly held, Alex, called Gaiam, and they produce specialized videos and programs. They're in the yoga, meditation, alternative medicine. And the chairman of the board is just a fan of Coast to Coast, and he loves television. He went out and bought the entire DVD business from Universal, from Vivendi Entertainment.
Wow.
And he owns it. And now he's saying to himself, gee, what do I do with it? So he went to one of his producers who knows us and said, let's develop a program with George and see what we can do. So I flew to Denver. We cut a deal. And it's on weekly. The television show is called Beyond Belief. And it hosts people and guests, much like Coast to Coast. You'll be on it. And it's done before a live audience. So it gives me an opportunity to do a lot of television, which, of course, is what I did a long time ago. And I'm having a great time doing it. We fly up to Denver one weekend a month, tape 4 shows, and then they air them on Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And it's an Internet-based program. It's a subscription-based show.
Well, that's the future. That's what I've been doing for, 10 years with that, with subscription, or 11 years, yeah, is what Glenn Beck's doing. And that's and how many Emmys have you won for news?
Three.
Right.
And so, you know, there's a link. The company's offering people 10 days free to take a look at this. So it's worth it. It's GaiamTV.com/George. Let me spell it for you, Alex. GaiamTV.com/George. Or you can simply go to CoastToCoastAM.com, click hosts at the top of the page, and then the TV icon opens up, and there's a link there. But I'm having a great time doing it. It's fun. But, you know, I'm also doing speeches all around the country. This Saturday I'm going to be in Edison, New Jersey. If people are interested in that, just go to my calendar schedule on our website and come on out and see me. I think it is so important now. It's so critical, as you know, to be in the public's eye, to meet them face-to-face, to talk with them, to find out what they like, what they don't. That's how I pick up my stories for Coast to Coast. You go out there and talk to real people about real issues, and they tell you what it's like. They tell you, you know what? Things are tough for me. I can't pay my electric bill. I can't do this. I can't do that. We don't feel that. We don't get to it. Those people who are employed and working and paying their bills, they don't see the pain and the anguish that is happening.
But it's increasing.
It is increasing. And, you know, so we have devoted ourselves. And I did want to say that we're going to set up a foundation if and when we get to a certain subscriber level with the TV show. I'm giving it back to people. I'm giving it back to Coast listeners. I get emails from people who write in and say, look, I don't have enough money for food. I'm not on the food stamp program. I can't pay my electric bill. You know, they want $200. They want $300. I'm just be able to help people that way. Because if
well, take the profits from the show and do that. It's a great idea. Look, bottom line, I can see the real degeneration in the economy across the board, you know, with relatives, you name it. And then they just keep saying the economy's great, the economy's wonderful, everything's fine. You're a conspiracy theorist if you think, you know, that the recession didn't end 5 years ago. Where do you see this going? The meltdown in Europe, the paramilitary gear up, they're clearly getting ready for a collapse. And I think they're going to use the civil war they try to start as the thing they're going to blame for the collapse, when the collapse is the private Federal Reserve and the Agenda 21. What do you think's happening with the economy and all the guests you talk to? Where do you see that going, George?
I am amazed, simply amazed, at the perception that things are going well. The stock market booming ahead at record levels, and, you know, retail sales up today compared to a month ago. You know, people are, you know, happy days are here again. It's unbelievable, but we're being propped up by this, you know, fiat form of currency, which means there's nothing backing it, where the Federal Reserve just continues to pump billions of dollars a month into the system to just keep this going. The problem is, and I don't know when it will happen.
I'm already seeing the inflation tick up.
Oh, it's got to tick up. And, you know, it may not affect us in the next year or two, but I got to tell you, eventually, somebody's going to have to pay the piper. And you just can't keep doing this way. I mean, it's almost as if these politicians say, all I want to do is make things seem okay until I'm out of office. And then it's the next guy's problem or the next guy's problem. You know, this mess started with the Bush administration. It's in it with the Obama administration. It'll be in it with the next group that comes in 2016. I mean, it's endless, but it's a worldwide situation. And that is why I believe Homeland Security and other organizations are getting ready for the possibility of civil disturbance. And they're just concerned that the people will go ballistic, and they don't know how to handle it.
Absolutely. Folks, here's the toll-free number. So just a few calls for George Norrie of coasttocoastam.com, the big national host. They have some also great weekend shows there. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 for any questions or comments you have for George Norrie, 800-259-9231. And you know, George, it's not that I dislike celebrities. I just don't care about meeting somebody just because they're in movies. If I don't like their movies or I don't think they're an interesting person, I don't care about meeting them. I mean, for me to talk to a lawyer yesterday who you've interviewed quite a bit, who's beaten, you know, the FDA Dragon Slayer, who's beaten him seven times.
Jonathan Emord, huh?
Yes, when nobody else can. That's a celebrity to me. But somebody who's a trailblazer like you that, you know, coast to coast maybe had 10% political news. You made it about 50% in my estimation. And hardcore patriot news. I mean, that's a big thing. I remember you were the only one opposing the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act on big national radio. And really, I can say your show helped kill forced inoculation of the American people. A lot of folks see that the establishment's not going to admit who's been hurting them and who's been holding them back. And again, I've got to say, we were already growing at a very fast metric, reaching people. But you know, most people are egomaniacs in talk radio and media. You're not. You're into the info. And so I just want to say, George, you're a real guy, and I've had a chance to eat dinner with you, hang out quite a few times, you and Tom Danheiser, the whole crew. You're just a real guy, and, you know, I admire what you've done, and you know, I'm a fan of you. So it's really that simple. So I appreciate all you've done for liberty.
Well, it's just critical. You know, Alex, all I want is the truth to be known to people. You know, we can handle the truth. I was watching Beyond the Sea with Kevin Spacey, and he was playing the part of Bobby Darin, who I'm now into. I mean, I never liked his music when I was a kid, but now I think it's great. And the poor guy died at 37.
It's crazy how your taste changes, you know?
Yeah, it's absolutely. But, you know, his pseudo mother in the movie was talking to the doctor because he had rheumatic fever when he was a kid. And she said, "You tell me the truth. You can never go wrong with the truth." And that is so true. I mean, we are tough people. Just don't lie to us. Tell us the way it is. You know, if the economy is a shambles, let's make adjustments. Let's fix what we need to fix. Let's move on. Whatever it is, don't lie to us.
agree, but we have such a predatory establishment where the worst of the worst get in. A lot of these globalists enjoy being nasty and dirty and lying, and they're destroying their own nest. I mean, they already run things. It's just like Hitler turning east into Russia or Napoleon. They're going to go a bridge too far.
Remember the movie Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes.
Stanley Kubrick, he died before he finished it. You got to watch it three or four times before it makes any sense to you.
That's right.
Now, people who listen to you and listen to us will probably understand it pretty quick. But the bottom line with that movie is that the elitists, they simply don't care about us. You know, they have what they want. They've got mansions all over the world. If they think there's going to be a problem in the United States, they'll pick up and they'll move off to some other country.
They've got 10 private jets with valets and butlers waiting. I mean, I've had a chance to be behind the scenes in Hollywood some. I know you have, too. People just have jets with butlers on them.
You know what? When I go on speaking engagements, the person will say, well, Mr. Norrie, we can't afford to fly you first class. I said, I don't fly first class. I go coach. I want to sit back there. I want to just enjoy myself. You know, I fly Southwest Airlines most of the time. I get in line with my boarding pass number. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And, you know, the elitists, they do have their private jets and their yachts and all their things. And they are so insulated from the real world, they don't understand.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the reason they don't even see us as humans, they show up. There's a giant, you know, $20 million, $50 million, $100 million yacht. There's three, four chicks or whatever they're into, model level, waiting like a can of peanuts on the table. I mean, that's how it's seen. And they're just totally disconnected from us when we supply and produce all this. And the scientific developments, most of them are made in little workshops still. And it has let them eat cake like Marie Antoinette.
That's so true. So true. And so the bottom line here for all of us is, we need to stay together as a group. And getting back to that LA Times article, which is how you started this interview, we are not trying to disrupt the flow of this nation by any means. All we want is fairness and truth. We want what our founding fathers created from the get-go. Don't play around with the Constitution. Don't screw up our lives. Back off. Go away. You know, you want to move to that island? Go ahead, but leave us alone so we can run this country and make it the great country it always has been. And let's just build a planet that is just so, I get so frustrated. You know, we could solve the nation's
problems. We have so much potential, but the evil people don't want potential because real potential threatens them. They want a gamed, staged, tilted tables. Inside always wins. I want to go to break and take a few calls in the short segment after that with George Norrie. But George, where do you see humanity going? What does your gut tell you about humans' future? I mean, will we destroy ourselves?
I don't think we're going to destroy ourselves, Alex, but I'm going to tell you this. It's going to be one bumpy roller coaster ride. We are going to have ups and downs, and if you're not strapped in, you're going to fall out, and you've got to be careful.
Exactly. And then we're strapping in because government's been strapping in, and then they say we're kooks for food and guns while they're getting seed vaults, giant food bunkers, weapons. That was just 2,700 tanks they ordered last month. They've ordered tens of thousands of them. They've deployed them. I've confirmed it with the military.
Absolutely. Let's get these kids off of these prescription pharmaceutical mood-altering drugs, because that is creating most of these problems with these young people.
Again, you're one of the only national hosts, or the only other than myself, who I've seen fighting. Well, I got more and more. Michael Savage has been talking about it. You've been talking about aspartame. All of what do you think about all the big studies coming out, even in CBS News, that, okay, aspartame does brain damage you and give you type 2 diabetes? I mean, it's just everything we've talked about is now being admitted. So now we're not just kooks now. We're terrorists, George.
Get the fluoride out of our drinking water. Get rid of MSG. Get rid of aspartame, and you know what? That's what we've been pounding away at all these years, and we're being vindicated. Studies are coming out now, as you just said, that are showing and proving that this stuff is not good for you. But the human body wasn't made to put this junk in it.
Sounds like an extremist talk to me. You're saying the government and industry would do something to hurt us? that sounds like terror talk to me, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and L.A. Times.
Today, the FDA has now said the antibiotic, the Z-Pax, erythromycin, not good for you, causes heart problems in a lot of people.
Oh.
I mean, how does this stuff come to market? And then they tell us.
You know, I never take antibiotics, but I got a chest thing that I couldn't shake a few months ago,
yeah.
And they gave me a Z-Pak, and I'm not kidding. I told my dad this. I said I had my heart was beating funny one day. I was having trouble breathing.
Oh, my God.
And he said it might be the antibiotics. I didn't know about the Z-Pak. What are they saying?
Yeah, they are saying that it could cause heart arrhythmia and heart rhythm problems. And they're issuing warnings now.
See, I didn't even know that, what it was doing, and I just told you what it did. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that's scary. That's scary.
Because, you know, a few times I've had like 10 cups of coffee in a day, and then my heart, you know, does that a few times that's happened. Well, this is what that did, and I had one cup of coffee, and I was like, what is this? And then it happened the next day, and I threw the package in the trash, didn't finish all the pills. A few calls straight ahead with George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, we're going to go to a few of your calls in this segment, a little short no man's land, and then we're going to get back into the news and have a special guest joining us, George Norrie, here with us, missing some sleep to join us. By the way, when you go on the air at 10 o'clock Pacific tonight, what are you going to be covering?
Tonight we're going to talk about environmental changes and the incredible story there about what's happening to the planet because of intentional design. So we're going to talk about that for the main body. In the first hour, we're going to talk with one of our guests, Dr. Robin Feldhove, who has come down with colon cancer, Alex.
Oh, my God.
And she wants to tell her story of what she's going through. She has surgery next week, a new procedure, and she just wants to warn people about these dangers, too. So,
well, it's all exploding because of the GMO. It does it in the rats. And I notice they have weather weapons. It's going on. Then there's extreme weather. They say carbon tax when there's no discussion of the weather weapons that are admittedly there. I'm glad you're covering that. Let's go to Bob. Wants to talk to George Norrie. Again, you're on the air with George Norrie. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. I'm Bob from L.A. I've been calling you for years, Norrie.
Super.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys have really hit the button here on everything. I mean, right now, I mean, anybody could clearly see. I mean, a lot of the people, I talk to people on the street. There's people who just, I don't know, they're not really considered men. Because you talk about them, they almost want to hide under their bed when they hear the truth. And those people are useless to us. But the people who listen to both of your shows are the people who are going to pretty much try to save this country because we're all slowly being put under house arrest. I mean, you can see it very simply by, you know, one president, President Bush, starts out with artificial oil shortages, shuts down the refineries, and then the prices of fuel goes up. And the next president fits in, and now he's creating energy shortages. Our next president that comes in after Obama will create food shortages, but before then, before the food shortages, they need to take our guns away. Because if you touch our food, we're going to come after you. So they're going to start taking.
Wow, you just said it all, and they are shutting down our coal power plants when China gets to have them. Great points. George?
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, look, this whole thing has been manipulated since the get-go, and they're going to continue to do that. But I do not believe they're going to be able to come and get our guns. I mean, they have created an issue with the Second Amendment, and they're going to have a difficult time trying to change that. Doesn't mean they're going to not try. Believe me, they are going to try. And they're going to start with the assault weapons and everything else and try to ease their way in. But the caller is absolutely right. Bob is absolutely right that if things go awry, that's what they want to be prepared for. That's why I think Homeland Security is buying 2,000 tanks and billions around the BAMO, because they think, my God, if there's an era of spraying, what if there's an American spraying?
And they want to deny that it's happening, which is another military tactic, but in their internal documents and now public. What about the racism of Homeland Security saying white men are the problem? I mean, they actually say that, and the L.A. Times echoes it. I mean, that's even shocking me. I mean, I knew the new Al-Qaeda was, quote, white Christian gun owners trying to make it a white thing to own guns, but everybody I know wants guns.
Yeah, there's a simple solution to this, which they don't seem to understand. Go back to the Constitution, and you'll see everybody calm and peaceful again.
And everybody has rights. Sebastian wants to ask you a question. Real quick, Sebastian.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think about China arming up their cells with a bunch of drones? And how the U.S. now is, you know, arming itself with drones to, you know, watch us.
Oh, you know, we've talked about that. As a matter of fact, our program tomorrow night on Coast to Coast will be on ammunition and drones, so make sure you're part of that. I mean, it's ludicrous. I mean, they just think they need to be everywhere.
Now, George, Politico and Media Matter says there is no bullets or tanks and that we're insane.
All they got to do is go on the website and look at all the articles that are out there time and time again.
No, I mean, obviously they're lying to us. That's what I'm saying. It's over the top. I want to ask you about that when we come back in 1 minute. Why do they think they can lie with impunity? It's discrediting them. And we'll take a few more calls. Thank you, Sebastian. We're going to talk to Roy, Catherine, and Kim. We're going to jam in three more, and then George is gone to get some shout-out before his show tonight. We're going to big news blitz and another special guest. The police say, get a dog, no guns.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.